Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The city of Kenai is seeking proposals to assist with the development and completion of required design studies towards the construction of bluff protection near the mouth of the northern side of the Kenai River. A pre-proposal meeting was held on Tuesday through Zoom. City Manager Paul Ostrander provides details to KSRM.
We've actually issued a request for proposals for design, for the design of the project. So we are going to be accepting proposals for that design portion of it. And the intent of the RFP, or the intent of the project, is to get documents that are bid ready. So bid ready for construction. So this will be the design portion. Following this would be the construction project itself.
The severely eroding bluff on the northern bank of the Kenai River near the mouth into the Cook Inlet waters varies from 80 to 100 feet in height. Factors contributing to the degradation include tidal surge, especially during high tide storm events, wind and groundwater seepage. Ostrander says,
so there's a significant amount of infrastructure that we continue to lose. Perfect example is Vintage Point and the Senior Center. Projections right now show that within the next 20 years, that facility, which is valued $8 to $10 million right now, that will be compromised within the next 20 years if we don't get a stabilization project completed. The other part of it is that, you know, Old Town Kenai, where this active bluff erosion has been occurring, has seen almost no capital investment for the last several decades, at least, if not more, simply because people are unwilling to invest in land or infrastructure there with that bluff actively eroding. So if we can arrest that erosion, it will allow for capital investment in a part of the city that again, hasn't seen investment in many, many years.
More details on this story can be found at RadioKenai.com. Also, questions and bids are to be sent directly to Kenai City Hall to the attention of the Director of Public Works. The last day for questions is Tuesday, February 16th, and the bid's due date is Thursday, February 25th at no later than 12 noon.
For those living in the Kasilof River region south of Sunset Bluff, if things went dark on Thursday afternoon, you're not alone. Homer Electric Association confirmed the outage for 1,233 members in the area on Thursday afternoon. No estimated time is yet available for a return to service. Bruce Shelley of Homer Electric Association said they're working on the situation.
We have a pretty big outage leaving 1,233 customers without power this afternoon in the Kasilof River south of Sunset Bluff. Crews have been dispatched, and we are patrolling that line right now to see what that is. Could be a tree. I've not been outside today much, but I don't know if the winds are blowing or that. But I will post this. It's been posted on our Facebook page, and we will keep you up to date with that. You can always go to our website on our outage page, and you'll see that where the outage is located, but not really much information other than really the Facebook is where we will post and let you know what the cause was once we know what it is.
Their Facebook page can be found by going to Facebook and searching Homer Electric Association. We also have a link at RadioKenai.com.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.